Hey everybody, welcome to the Women on the Rise podcast. My name is Vernette. I'm going to be your host moving forward for these podcasts, and I want to thank you for being curious enough to even want to check this out. Now, you may have seen the title of this podcast or saw the artwork and saw Women on the Rise and thought, okay, what is that? What does that mean? So as part of this particular episode, I'm going to try and explain a little bit about what Women on the Rise is and hopefully how that feeds into what you can expect to hear from these podcasts. So in terms of Women on the Rise as a concept, in a nutshell, Women on the Rise is something that I've been working on, wrestling with for quite a few years now. But it was just a concept that came to me because at the time I was noticing that with a lot of women that were around me or just conversations I was hearing, just interacting with people, there just seemed to be a disconnectedness that I was noticing. And the disconnectedness in terms of how we find our relevance in the world around us and even just how we build real relationships with each other. And there just seemed to be an absence of trust as well. Now, I'm going to be very real with you here. Even in my own dealings, us women, we can be very complicated sometimes because there's so many moving parts to us. There's so many different things that we're thinking about, that we're dealing with, that we're trying to get over and all that kind of stuff. So with that disconnectedness, I just kind of found that there were a lot of those components that were more coming to the fore and speaking, but then not really feeling like we could trust one another with those things. So me, in terms of being the founder of Women on the Rise, I wanted to do my part to try and be an answer to that. And then that kind of leads into just particularly the part about trust and wanting to restore trust in terms of how we relate to one another so that we can be better, so that we can be better to ourselves and also to others that may encounter us. Now, Women on the Rise, it is based on Christian concepts and values because it's the good stuff and it works. So there you go. I'm not going to apologize for that at all. So when I use the phrase Women on the Rise, I'm talking more in the sense of wanting to rise from whether it's mindsets or ways of behaving, coming out of those kind of things and just wanting to be better. That is literally where Women on the Rise comes from. So that means that we have to be willing to be challenged. We have to be willing to be provoked. We have to be willing to always be in a place of learning, myself included as well. So that is where it comes from. Now, in terms of the podcast, I will say in advance that I do love a bit of humor. I do love to mess around. People that know me well, they know that I can be very mischievous and I love a good joke. I love a good belly laugh. So if you don't find my jokes funny, just laugh anyway, okay? So in terms of actually, I don't know, packaging up Women on the Rise into a podcast, you know, the reason for that really is that I wanted to put my talking energy to good use. And again, people that know me well know I can talk for England, man. Like, ask me one little question and, you know, off I go, because I'm very opinionated, but I'm also very passionate about wanting to be a woman of thought and intellect, particularly when it comes to our Christian faith concepts. And so when I'm engaging with people, I'm wanting to provoke conversation and thought, because I do think as women, we need to spend more time thinking things through with reason. We need to have more time to really chew things over and think about why we think the things that we do or what motivates us to do certain things. And all those kind of things, I find that we become better as people because sometimes we find ourselves doing things and we ain't got a blind clue why we're doing it. Or we don't know why we believe the things that we believe because we haven't stopped to really look into things. So that's kind of my heart, really. So I want us to feel that we are better informed and that we're better prepared so that when we do have to share and have conversations with others, we know what we believe and we don't have to feel that we have to back up or backtrack because we've given time to think over concepts, to reason even with ourselves. So that's kind of the direction of this podcast, really, is that there's questions I'm going to be taking. There are stories I'm even going to be sharing, and it could just be life stories, day-to-day things that I feel have great application. It's interesting that sometimes, even in just the simple things, the day-to-day, we can actually get some great applications or great nuggets that will kind of help us on our way or help us to move forward. So I'm very big on that as well, that it doesn't always have to be the big significant moments. It could just be just everyday things that are happening that could be learning points for us. So I'm hopefully going to be bringing some of those. I am thinking about also bringing a couple of guests as well in terms of dealing with certain topics, just in case you get tired of hearing my own voice all the time. So that's going to be in the mix as well. But by default, because I am surrounded by a lot of young women as well, I'm constantly engaging with them. I'm constantly trying to be a source of wisdom to them. So there's even things from my engagement with them that I'm going to bring, because I also hope that as I bring that insight, that it'll also just cause us to be able to turn to people around us that might be in similar situations and just want to engage, you know. So yes, having said all that, now this is very important. Even doing this episode today, it's very, very important, because today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me. So it's interesting that today being my birthday, 4 years ago, I actually released a poem called Women on the Rise. It was 4 years ago. It came up on Facebook. Thank you very much, Facebook, for reminding me. So I thought that actually I needed to push and actually at least do this first episode on my birthday. So what better way to even just celebrate this new year of life, really, than by adding my voice to the airwaves and to hopefully be a part of inspiring women to rise. Just a side note here, though, that although this podcast is free, monetary birthday gifts will not be refused. So please don't feel that you have to hold back on that score, okay? So as we go along, there's going to be more podcasts that I'm going to be releasing every 2 weeks, and you'll learn more about who I am, the different things that I do as we go along. I didn't want to kind of bundle it all up in this first one, but like I said, what you can expect from the podcast, the episodes moving forward, is I'm hoping to provoke, I'm hoping to challenge, I'm hoping to inspire thought and to do my part to kind of help us as women go through our growing pains, because we are always growing. No matter how old we are, none of us have arrived in that sense. There's always something new to learn. There's always introspect that we can be taking to help better ourselves. So I'm just adding my voice into the mix here, kind of thing, and just hoping that we'll be able to rise in our thinking, in our speaking, the things that we say, and in our being. So there's the intro to the Women on the Rise podcast. Now, if you do have inquiries about the podcast in terms of just want to ask me stuff, or not deeply personal stuff, yeah, but if you just want to get in touch, or if you've got suggestions or even questions that you want to fire up, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can get at me at WOTRnow. That's my social media handle, WOTR, standing for Women on the Rise. Or just search Women on the Rise. I'm on Facebook or Instagram, you'll find me. And hopefully this will be a good thing. Hopefully these podcasts will be of some use and be of some benefit to you. At the very least, get you talking, get you thinking. Even if you don't agree with me, I think it's always good that we're not always going to agree on everything, but it's good to be able to have conversation and to think things through. So thank you for listening to this, and there's more to come soon. Live well.